Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. And guys, it has been a week of very limited reports. Now, this might be a quick show, or so we think. We usually think it's going to be a quick show, but when we start talking fishing, yeah, that really doesn't stop. So that's what we're going to do today, and we are going to be touching on what to do when these conditions are like this, right? I mean, we know this windy spell, these big seas, the big storms. This was supposed to have ended in August. We are at the end of October and we're still going through this. So when these conditions are like this, there's just one thing to do, and that is to go freshwater fishing. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. There were certain areas in the KZN coastline that did have rods bending. We did receive a fair amount of fish down the south coast, a variety of species and some species that are not so common to the south coast. We did receive some catches out of Richards Bay, and in between Port Edward and Richards Bay, there were a few other catches in between, which we are going to get into in the show. Now, they weren't thick, they weren't wild, but those that did persevere were certainly rewarded. So guys, let's get into it. But before we do, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and these are the stores that are ready for you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, I say it all the time, support those that support you. And if it wasn't for the Kingfisher going on to about 135 episodes, we would not have these reports. So when this weather is not so good, go to the Kingfisher, go and chat to the guys. They are experts in their field and they will get you updated with the latest tricks and technologies that are available to us. So yeah, once again, big up to the Kingfisher. Now let's get into the show. Starting off down the South Coast from Port Edward to Port Shepstone, we've got Adam, our South Coast guru, who's going to tell us all about what's been going on over this past week and what we can expect for this weekend.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I really do hope that everyone's been keeping well and safe and sound these last few days. Our weather's definitely been up and down, Vinesh, on the South Coast and pretty much most of KZN, from hot days to windy days to rainy days. And it's definitely seeming that our weather is becoming later and later in the seasons. I mean, these particular winds and the rain we're having is generally for your August months. It's always been known that August was the windiest months of the year, in particular on the South Coast. But it's seeming that now it's August, September, and even moving into Cobtober. I just don't really know what's going on. And talking about Cobtober though, Vinesh, there have been a lot of big size cob around, particularly taken on bait and generally been at nighttime, not so much during the day. You're getting a lot of the smaller sizes in the daytime, so if you want to go and muck around with something like that and get a few pan size ones for the pan, or also to release, that would be the point that I would want to do. Go and get a few, you know, choco baits and I would say an oki leg or two if you can. Fresh oki leg always be better. Put it out for a cob and you're more than likely going to get a good bite. But at night time, I would say the guys have been rewarded with some epic size cob, and I'm talking 20 kilos plus, Vinesh. I'm not even playing around. You've seen the pictures and it's just insane. That being said, talking about mixed bag, it has been very mixed bag down on the South Coast. So we've had Yaku with a sandy at Port Edward, very nice size sandy. We've got Armand with a bus of a bronzy. Flippy with a white steenbrus at Margate Pier. A white steenbrus, can you believe that? In our waters. Now, that is generally a Cape fish that we are getting up in KZN. So just insane, and just insane the amounts of Khalyun that we've been getting in KZN recently. Again, just touching on that from the previous reports, Vinesh. And we've also got a huge Garrick on live mullet at Margate Pier by Pete today, which I did send you pictures of. And we've also got Tershi with the rag down in the Transcar. So very, very mixed bag for the lower South Coast, Vinesh. You know, we've had a few couple of smaller kingies, the 3 to 4 kilo range, And a few bigger ones pop up now and then at Sabelle, so they're definitely coming on the bikes. We're definitely finding a few certain areas like Impton 20, Sea Park, and a couple other spots with a little bit more warmer water where the guys can go and target those sandies or those non-eds. So it's getting to the point where we kind of want to move into summer, but the weather doesn't really know what it wants to do, Vinesh, unfortunately. So yeah, I think we're all kind of sitting here waiting for a pattern to emerge, but as I'd said earlier, it's definitely seeming that the seasons are getting later and later in the year, and eventually I think it's just going to all, you know, just be mishmashed and just, yeah, just throw a boat, catch a sandy, throw a boat, catch a bronzy. It's kind of seeming that way. But yeah, look, it's weather's weather. We can't predict it. We can only just assume what it's going to be. And again, I keep saying this, Vinesh, maybe just lick your finger and stick it out the window and say, okay, we can't fish. So moving over to the weather for the weekend. Friday, a predominant southwest that blows the whole weekend with a gust on Friday night of over 40 k's per hour. Saturday looks a little bit more promising though in the morning, as the wind slacks off a bit for a short while blowing to around 14 k's per hour, till midday when it really does pick up to around 25 k's per hour, gusting to 40 k's plus, again through to Sunday morning till late. So pretty much a predominant southwester for most of the weekend. The swell does sit around 2 meters plus again for most of the weekend, with Saturday being the peak of around 1.5 meters. It does seem that we're only getting a bit of an east pushing through really on Tuesday and this upcoming week. So for this weekend, it's definitely a southwester. Now, we all know what a southwest can do. It might blow itself out early and things might change Saturday and Sunday. But as it stands, most of the apps are predicting that Saturday is pretty much going to be the pick of the bunch. So let's see what that produces. But otherwise, Vinesh and everyone else, I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Well, buddy, definitely Coptober in your area. Yes, if we are heading down the south coast. Guys, live bait and chocker. That's definitely going to get those rods bending with that 20-plus kilo cob. As for everything else, Adam, we are certainly crossing fingers that the weather stays in our favor, that the water cleans out, and we will get some rods bending in your area. So thank you so much, my friend, for this week's report. Now let's move on down to Scottburra, Park Rennie, and Rocky Bay. I've chatted with Mike from MTD, and Mike says, well, the water is very clear. There has been some shad coming out. Now let me reiterate. Yes, the shad were coming out, but it is closed season. So guys, when you get them, put them back. But I am happy to report that the guys that were catching these shad did release them. So big up to those anglers. Now moving on down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher. And this is what he had to say about the fishing in his area over this past week.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good afternoon to you all. Yeah, we certainly had enough rain here the last week. I think it was about 160 mils there, like 6 inches. Yeah, the river's going like hell. Quite a bit of weed in the water, but there are sort of small fish around, little shad and odd cob. But other than that, very quiet, you know, if the conditions like they are. So we'll just have to sit it out. The water was settling this morning, wasn't bad. A couple of throws below me here on the beach. Not easy because, oh, there's a gutter. Runs right literally from Carradine to where I am. And not easy at all. Yeah, there's 160, 67 more there. So there is a good over 6 inches in the last week here. Yeah, suddenly started to blow at about 7, I think it was. Come through again, still blowing now. Yeah, quite a few porpoise came past this morning in the back, just on the back line in that sort of ginger beer water going south. But yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead when things settle. I think the summer story will be going then. And you know, the odd sort of big shad troubling those fresh baits and that. But yeah, I look forward to next week and getting some angling in. Until then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Well, we are certainly looking forward to that summer fish. Yes, that inedible action has already started to have a bit of a sniff on our KZN coastline, and we will be ready. So make sure to pop into the Kingfisher to get updated with the season's latest techniques. Now let's move on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V, and he is followed by Brad Krubler with this week's fishing report, which wasn't the greatest report, which I am really surprised to say, because we have been on a purple patch of note in KZN, well, more so in Durban, over the last couple months, actually. So it is surprising. Well, you know what? With this week's weather, it wasn't that surprising that we didn't get too much fish. But you know what? I'm going to leave the boys to tell you all about it. Guys, here's Mike V from the Kingfisher and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? I hope you guys all survived the heavy rains on the weekend and everything's okay. Before the rains came, there was some good angling on the Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. A couple of sandies came out, a couple of blue rays and diamonds. On the inedible side, it was okay. Spinners, grays, all those things were around. Edible side, I didn't hear much. A couple shad did come out, but guys, please do remember it is full close season. The general shad is a good thing. Then the rains came, and I think all the rivers are going to come down. So I think the beginning of this week, you're not going to get too much with all the stuff in the water from the rivers. But yeah, it should pick up once everything clears up. The guys going deep sea, I didn't get too much info of Durban. Besides that, there is still quite a bit of reef fish in the deep. The guys are looking for cleaner waters. They're going pretty far to find it. They have got the rock cod, slingers, things I get. Game fish wise, I haven't heard of much. The bay, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the guys did get some lovely fish in the bay. Grunters, some snappers, the odd kingy things I get. Since the drains and rivers have come down into the bay, it's very dirty from what I've been told. A friend of mine that fishes in there often said he might only be going there towards Friday or maybe early Saturday morning before the next set of heavy rain comes. So yeah, guys, good luck, tight lines, and just watch the weather that's coming.
How's it, guys? Brad from Linsky, Fishing Charters. Guys fishing over the last week. There hasn't been the greatest weather. The amount of times that the guys have got out, there have been a couple of keelback out in the deep, but the odd bottom fish around, but nothing really much to go for. But yeah, guys, things are starting to get better in the next couple of weeks. The green popcorn bream should be starting. And then, yeah, hopefully the summer fish will start.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, it clearly goes to show that those that do persevere are rewarded. Now we do have a window over Thursday, Friday, a little bit on Saturday until that storm comes through. So guys, go out there and take advantage. There are fish there and it will only get better after the storm. So do not despair. As we know, once this water clears out, provided that Mother Nature comes through with the right winds, we are in for some serious action. So guys, that rounds off South Coast and Durban. Now moving on up to the North Coast. We are kicking it off in Ballito with Jesse, who also hasn't had the greatest of reports coming through this week, but he does have some great information to share with you regarding that freshwater action that we were talking about. So guys, here's Jesse from the Kingfisher, Ballito.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I hope everybody isn't struggling to catch fish around the country as badly as the guys in Quatacusa are. We've had an absolutely shocking run of fish catches here in Ballito, Sheffield, Salt Rock, all of the surrounding areas. It's been an absolute shocker. This isn't just limited to the last week. In fact, we've had quite a bad season. Coming out of winter, coming into summer, it's been a shocker all around. And yeah, we have been reporting on a couple of fish coming out, some branch bream, a couple of stumpies, brusher, garrick. There were a couple of shad, really good shad in the beginning of the season. But we should be in some of our best fishing throughout the year right now. This is the time when the bronze bream are absolutely wild, the cob are wild, the stumpies and the brush are coming through thick. You know, it's just been an absolute shocker, and just a little bit of motivation for you guys. it will not last. The fishing will come right. It's been like this time and time again, many years, where the fishing does deteriorate and things go south. But it always comes right. It's just a matter of time. And when it does come right, it normally comes right in a really good way. We get some really bad seasons. You guys will probably recall, and I use the example often. Just before lockdown, the 2 years prior to lockdown time, we had a really poor run of bronze bream. I'm talking the guys going down there, and out of 10 sessions, they'll catch one bronze bream, maybe two. And it was a shocker. I mean, the guys were saying, you know, this is the time of year for them. We've got the best baits. We're in the best locations. The conditions are absolutely perfect, but we're just not catching anything. We went into lockdown, and the following year, we had probably the best bronze bream season that this country has ever seen. It was absolutely phenomenal. I remember clearly going down and taking the guys from work down, two or three people that have never fished for bronze bream, one person that has fished for bronze bream a couple of times, and took them down to Sheffield, showed them how to tie the traces, showed them how to put the baits on, showed them where to cast. Each and every single one of us on that day caught our limit of two bronze bream, and then proceeded to catch and release just for fun. Multiple fish. I can't even explain the amount of good fishing that we had over the next few months, maybe 2 or 3 months, where the bronze bream were just so wild that you could go down there and cast almost any bait in the water and catch them. So it does fluctuate. There's nothing to get despondent about. It's not that you guys are doing anything wrong. I mean, it does happen. We all have bad patches, but this is not the fault of the angler. This is just the conditions that we've been experiencing, and for some reason the fish aren't there. So I think going forward, we have to keep the lines in the water to know when the fish come back on the bite. And like I said, it might take a month, it might take 2 months, it might be even longer, but the fish will come back on. Before this really quiet spell in the last week where the guys have been struggling so badly, we did have some positive signs. I mean, although the season is closed, the guys were catching a lot more shad, catching and releasing. The bronze bream had started to come through, the brusher, the stumpies, the cob were around, the garrick were around. Offshore, there were quite a few snook, and the garrick were feeding quite well. It wasn't bad. But we have had some very poor weather. I think the stars just misaligned, and we just have to be positive and wait for that to come back. Having said that, there are one or two guys that were catching fish in the last week. If we take a look a little bit down south, like Glen Ashley, Virginia, Beechwood area, not ideal, but the guys were putting baits out and catching a lot of shad. A lot of big shad, and I don't often like to report on it because it is banned season, and you generally get the guys that don't appreciate that, and when they hear that the shad are biting, they will still go down there and try and catch them. But just to get some positivity around, you know, once the season opens, judging by what I've seen with the shad so far, I think we're still going to have some good fishing. For shad specifically, and with the amount of bait that there is out in the ocean, I do think that there's still some gas left in the tank. I think we're going to have a really good December, so we'll have to see what happens. But like I said, there has been a little bit of positive news there. There've been a couple of guys catching some cob, even though the sea's been rough. Cob do tend to favour the rough water, the rough seas. The one mistake that the guys make is they try and cast way too far in the rough seas. In the rough seas, you have to cast closer to structure when you're targeting fish like that. They are hunters, they're predators. They will come in and herd bait in a shoal. Cob are not solitary animals. They are shoaling fish. What happens is in the rough sea, the bait fish around the rocks do get they huddle up to the rocks for protection. But they do get disorientated. The sea is rough. They're getting washed in and out of the rock falls. They're getting beaten around. And the cob take advantage of that. The kingfish take advantage of that. Garrett take advantage of that. They all come in and try and feed on these fish. And all of those fish I just mentioned are predatory fish. They are ambush predators, but they'll go out and they will hunt. So in the rough seas, don't be too scared to cast right up close. Cast at your feet. And 9 times out of 10, you will be the guy that says, you know what, I cast right in front of me and I caught that fish. You often hear the stories where the guys say, everybody was casting out deep and I cast poorly, I got overwound on my reel, or something happened, my bait landed right in front of me and I left it there and I got that big fish. It's not by chance. Those fish do come right in close and feed on those bait fish during those times. So try out deep, try shallow, but I'll almost guarantee that in the rough seas, shallow is where it's going to be. You do need a bit of water. You can't fish on the dead low for those fish in the rocks. There's not enough water there. You need to wait for the tide to push in a little bit. And I normally wait about 2 hours from the turning tide. I fish 2 hours into the pushing tide. And most of the time you get those fish. Don't be scared to put out a live bait. Put a live blacktail next to the rocks. You'll be surprised what you get. I did see a couple guys posting pictures of Garrick. I don't know which areas they're in, but they are on our north coast here. They seem to be a little bit further north. And when I say further north, I'm talking Tinley side, if I can judge by the pictures. So a little bit of positive news there. And then I did see the surf has not been great. A lot of guys haven't been able to launch. The guys from Durban have gone out and caught one or two fish, but it's been fairly quiet. I've spoken to a couple of the guys that fish on a regular basis every week, sometimes 2 times or 3 times a week. They are complaining. They've actually limited their launches now because it just becomes a bit of a waste of fuel to go out there for very few catches. So all things quiet out at sea. If I was going to go out, I'd probably try for snook and garrick just to get a pull. And then where we have seen some really good fishing is, again, and it seems like every week that the rock and surf fishing and ski boat fishing is bad, the guys go to the dams and catch bass and they have a lot of fun with it. I see that with a lot of the kayak, the paddle ski clubs now, they've incorporated the system where for your grand slam and all of that, you need to catch a bass, and it's going to be a bass of 30 centimeters caught from your paddle ski to contribute to your overall points for the year. A lot of the guys have gone out and caught a bass just because they need to. It's out of necessity. They come into the shop and they say, listen, I actually quite enjoyed that. I'm going to go back to the dam again. I'm going to go to Hazelmere or wherever, and I'm going to go and try catch a couple bass. Actually become addicted to it. Bass fishing is like that. It's incredibly technical and everybody can go out there and catch a small one. But what happens is you go out there, you catch a little bit of a bigger one, and then you get a beer in your bonnet and you try and get out there and catch a big one. So I think what we're going to suggest to the guys, while the sea is bad, while the fishing is bad, get out there, head out to the dam, come and chat to one of us at the shop. Come in and find out where you can fish, what you can use, and I'll guarantee we'll put you onto some fish, put you onto some waters, and you're going to come right. And I'll guarantee that during the course of your journey in bass fishing, you will become somebody who tends to go out and do bass fishing, not because you need to catch one 30 centimeter bass for your grand slam, but because you absolutely want to go out there because of the enjoyment. As I said, it is addictive, and I think everybody's going to enjoy it if they have the taste of at least one decent-sized bass bite. all of our dams have been fishing fairly well at the moment. We've seen some decent catches at Albert Falls. They've had a couple of competitions there recently, and the guys caught some good fish. Kuruto Dam, I've been fishing quite a bit. So I've been catching some nice fish up there. All of your farm dams will be fishing well. All of the tilapia are well into the spawn. All of the bass have spawned now. And again, I think at the end of the day, if you've got nothing better to do, head out there and do some bass fishing. You cannot go wrong. And if you need advice, if you're struggling a little bit, you don't really know what to do, like I said, come in and talk to us. We can always help out. Guys, that's about it for this week. It's been an incredibly tough week, as I said. Not much to report on, but let's be positive and see what happens in the weeks to come. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. What a great way to end it, my friend. Be positive and let's see what's in the weeks to come. Well, I can tell you, there is going to be some good fishing. The inedibles are coming. We are going to have that last boats off the edible action. The offshore is going to be off the hook. So, Jesse, thank you so much for that input. And if we are not getting that action for, you know, the next couple of weeks because of those weather conditions, well, go and try your hand on that bass. Now, moving on up the rest of the North Coast, things hasn't been great at all. Now, special thanks to my friend Martin, who's been sending me some visuals of the weather conditions, the water conditions, being in touch with his fishing buddies in the area. From Shlali, guys, go and check out our YouTube channel. That's where Martin has been sending through some content, and go and follow his channel if you want the latest news from Shlali. Now, Stanga, Mtenzini Banks, Tugela was all really quiet. Guys, I've got zero reports. I've been getting emojis with cry faces on it. The guys just had no one going out to fish. The water was just not right for it, even when the storm cleared out. So, unfortunately, nothing all the way up until Richards Bay. Well, in Richards Bay now, we have got Kuta, we've got Snook, we've got a lot of Cracker, and that's all on the offshore side. Not much reports on your rock and surf end. As for St. Lucia and Cape Vital, well, I chatted with Boise. He sent me a recording of what's been going on in the area, and it's pretty much the same as the rest of the coastline, guys. It is dirty water. Not many anglers are fishing. Prior to the storm, yes, there was some action, but then throughout this week, nothing much. And as the forecast shows for this weekend, nothing much is going to happen until Tuesday. But like we always say, after the storm, there will be some good fishing. So look out for next week's report from him. Guys, that rounds off the saltwater report. Now moving on to some proper action on the freshwater side, we have got Yan with a variety of species. If you want to check this out, go and check out our YouTube channel. But for now, this is his report of the Midlands and their surrounding areas.
Hey there, guys. With a rather chilly dip in temperature last week and reports that there was yet more snow around, it seems that the weatherman is back to playing silly buggers. Last weekend's stormy conditions, I'm sure, also put prey to many anglers' hopes in getting out here in the Midlands and throwing a line. I can, however, confirm that the storm activity was localized to the central KZN regions, as there was no effect further north in the Pongola region, where I was targeting tigerfish on the Pongola River. And what fun that was, walking alongside what looked like a trout stream, but worth touch. Toothy tigerfish. Be careful what you wish for, as they say. And as we've been wishing, and so the rains have come. One report from the Midlands, some 200 mil since the beginning of the month. Dams are filling, and the rivers are running. And unfortunately, the weather crystal ball isn't looking that good for the coming week, as the forecast of rain and temperatures plummeting into low single figures, and even more snow, says Snow Report. But as mentioned previously, the weather you see is not the be-all and the end-all. It's the weather that you don't see. And I've mentioned before the atmospheric pressure, that plays a more important part, in my humble opinion. So keep an eye on the barometer, guys, if you're wanting or needing to get out and throw a line. Prior to the storm last weekend, there were some good reports from the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers from both the Moy and Bushman's River systems. The Moy produced equally good numbers of fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter, and 15 to 17 inch, 38 to 43 centimeter brackets. With the frontal system starting to make its presence felt, the Bushman's produced smaller fish in the 9 to 11 inch, or 23 to 28 centimeter range, with a sprinkling of larger fish in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter bracket. A report that followed a couple of days later, once the storm had passed over,
mentioned that the Bushman's was fast moving and had come up by about 2 feet or so. And again, predominantly smaller fish in the 7 to 11 inch or 18 to 28 centimeter bracket, with a sprinkling of some bigger fish in the 11 to 15, 28 to 38 centimeter bracket. And while the Bushman's is supposedly a brown trout river, a single rainbow henfish of between 19 to 21 inches, that is 48 to 53 centimeters, was noted. No doubt an escapee from the above stream hatchery, and anglers are requested to remove rainbows from the system as it meant to be a brown trout river. Returns from the NFFC still waters were all from prior to the big weather, and some good numbers of fish came to hand, mainly in the 9 to 11 inch, 23 to 28 centimeter, and 13 to 15 inch, 33 to 38 centimeter classes. Predominantly rainbows, but of great interest to the club, good numbers of brown trout from one of the still waters. Very pleasing to see, as the Stillwater browns are sought after quarry, with myself only ever having landed one, but tend to be highly elusive. Bass fishing is reported to be picking up nicely. In Albert Falls Dam, the fish are on spawn, and with new fish moving up all the time, and readily taking soft plastics, jerk minnow, and weightless stick baits in shallow water. Minmar continues to produce steadily. But again, word of mouth only. Guys, no pictures, so no proof. So show and tell. For the Alberts anglers, of note that a hippo has made its way down the river from a nearby reserve in the Kalkloof area. Not to be trifled with, guys, and I can confirm, having had our boat bounced by a hippo while I was on the Zambezi recently. So anglers are urged to steer clear of this little beastie. Private waters are also producing well. Local angler Tyron McGarry having a field day with a fly rod, targeting bluegill, smaller bass, and flay copper. No fresh news from the scaly anglers, but I'm sure that the rivers have come down and are no doubt of colour. Summertime is Sturkey's time, however, and while still early, Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing has reported some excellent dry fly action with hopper patterns recently, and it looks to be setting up to be a great season on this magnificent piece of water. Tight lines, everybody, and do stop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best tackle and advice.
Fantastic stuff, Jan. Yes, that is definitely the best in tackle and advice from the Kingfisher, and the best advice from Jan. Well, when I say that, because I am going to be covering an event at the Albert Falls next weekend, and I will be sure to look out for that hippo, so thank you for that, Jan. Well, guys, that is our freshwater report, and that is our saltwater report. And those were our fishing reports for KZN. So thank you to all our correspondents. Thank you to the Kingfisher for putting this together. I did think it was going to be a short show. Well, we are going on to 33 minutes. So, yeah, guys, what can I say? It's fishing. Even when the fishing is bad, we've got something to talk about, and that is the beauty of the sport. Now, you have got a very small window to go out there and get those rods bending before the storm comes through. We're going to have some cold weather. It's going to be wet over Saturday, Sunday, and it's going to be wet on Monday. But from Tuesday, we are back, and I have no doubt there will be anglers going out through the storm. Till then, we will await their reports. So until then, we will be back next week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to go and check out our YouTube and TikTok channels if you want to check out some visuals of what's been going on. And when you are out there, once the storm clears, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy. Respect your bag limits and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.